took a notion for to sail the ocean wise, and he left his law behind him, walking on that Liverpool side.
The Titanic Memorial, we can see, although the name Titanic doesn't appear on it. This was allegedly because the first class passengers would be dined in the shipping company offices nearby and would join the ship and wouldn't want to be reminded of possible disaster as they went past the memorial before they joined the ship. That may be apocryphal, but it sounds pretty reasonable to me.
For a week she wept with sorrow, tore her hair and wrung her hand, till she met another sailor walking on them Liverpool sands.
Golden Weather Vane, a ship, which is the Donnelly. The Donnelly is something of a local myth. It never docks. And if ever you asked anybody who owed you money, when were you going to pay me, if they had no intentions of paying, which was quite often the case, they would say, when the Donnelly pays off.
Wife or maid, are you weeping, for your Johnny who's gone to sea? If you'll wed with me tomorrow, I will kind and constant be.
At the time of the American Revolution, John Paul Jones was rampaging up and down the Irish Sea, and the town council thought he was going to come in and pillage the town, so they converted the churchyard into a fort and put cannons in there. They also imprisoned all the foreigners in the town because they were considered a threat, and they imprisoned them in the powder magazine, which some people may not think a good idea to keep your prisoners of war.
I will buy you sheets and blankets, I'll buy you a wedding ring. You shall have a silver cradle for to rock your babies in.
Well, it quite simply is known as the Sailor's Church. St. Nicholas is the joint patron of the church. He is the patron saint of sailors, amongst other things. And at the west end, the riverside end of the church, outside, there used to be a shrine to St. Nicholas. It was supposed to have had magical qualities, but then most of the shrines in medieval times did. It was where the sailors, prior to going on a voyage, would come and leave votive offerings, praying for a safe return and a successful voyage.
Johnny Todd come home from sailing, sailing on the ocean wide, and he found his fair and false one was another sailor's bride. So all young men who go sailing for to fight the foreign foe, do not leave your love like Johnny, marry her before you go.
Thank you.